the shir should be a special schus for Avraham Yitzchak ben Esther. Rambam in the 7th parak of Matnas Aniyim and Halacha Yud writes that somebody doesn't want to give tzedakah, or he wants to give a little bit of tzedakah based in his kofim to give tzedakah. So as Paskin's Shulchan Aruch in Yoradei Reish Mem Ches, the Radbaz says that Pashas Lashon Rambam shows us that the reason we're kofeh is because even though mitzvah says Seisha Matan Schar Ksuva B'tzidah, the Matan Schar in the Torah is written by the mitzvah, we're not kofeh. But here by tzedakah, the reason we are kofeh is because there are two lavim involved also, like the Rambam says at the beginning of this parak, and therefore we're kofeh. And this is like the Torah to the Ri and Tosis Vav Abasra, Daf Ches Amid Beis, that it says there that Rava was kofeh for tzedakah. Nachman said to be kofeh on tzedakah. For Ektosis, what about Mitzvah Shema Anschar Ksuva B'tzida? We're not kofeh. So how are we kofeh tzedakah, where the Torah says, B'kiva Gal Dor Zeh V'rechacha? So Tosis answers that this kofeh is Kfiyah B'dvarim, but not physically. But the Rambam writes that there's Makas Maridus, so it is Kfiya Begufa. Tosis Matarits, another Teretz that we're talking about, that they were Makabal upon themselves, that the Gabbai should force them. But the Rambam doesn't write that they were Makabal upon themselves. Another Teretz of the Tosis, B'Shem Haritzba, is that Ein Beizim Mustaran Alea, and Mitzvah Shem Anscharet Subud Sidon, is that they're not punished, but if they want to, they can be kofa. See, they're kofa. The Rambam was a mechalik. It's mashma that. So according to the Ritzbah, it's different than a kfiyah on all mitzvahs. In other words, all mitzvahs they have to be kofa here. They don't have to. The Rambam is not mashma. It's mashma is medim kfiyah on kol mitzvahs. So therefore, we can say that as teres is like the Ri, that since there are lavim involved, we're kofa. So again, the shaila is, I based in mitzvah say shemat zchar ksuv b'tzidain based in kofin. So how are they kofeh for tzedakah? The answer is because they're also two lavim, asik potziatcha v'lasam mitzvavcha. Not only in essay they're lavim. So we have to understand the stira b'das haraman. Yeridei reish mem ches. The mechaber paskins like the Rambam. There were kofel mitzvahs staka, and the Rama doesn't argue. In choshen mishpat tzadik zayin sifte zayin, gab mitzvah shavus avot, returning the collateral to the ani. The Rama writes that we're not kofel. Well, they're allowed to be kofel, but they're not kofel. So what's the difference? Why by staka or mitzvah esek suva b'tzida? The Rama holds that apparently there is kfiyah. If he doesn't argue with the Mechaber, Shavuos Avot, where Mitzvah says also Ksuv B'tzida, there's no Chiyuv Kfiyah, because by Tzedakah there's a lav. Remember, we said by Tzedakah there are two lavim. By Shavuos Avot there's also a lav. So how are we going to, how does the Ramash dim? But by both cases it's a lav, both by tzedakah and by Shavuos Avot. So why by tzedakah is there yes kfiyah and by Shavuos Avot ain't kfiyah? So the Ktzoyis answers that the makor of the Ramah is the Rashba. And the Rashba holds that by tzedakah there's no kfiyah. So Memela, it's very good. Even though there's a lav by tzedakah there's no kfiyah, and by Shavuos Avot there's no kfiyah even though there's a lav. But that only works with the Rashba, but it doesn't work with the Ramah, because the Ramah holds that by tzedakah there is kfiyah. He doesn't argue with the Mechaber about there being kfiyah by tzedakah, so apparently he agrees. So how can the Ramah hold that by tzedakah there is kfiyah, even though there's kfiyah, apparently because there's a lav ksuv b'tzida, but by there's a lav there also, and since there's a lav there can be kfiyah. Only when mitzvah ksuv b'tzida there's no kfiyah, but there's a lav also there is kfiyah. So why by tzedakah does he hold that there is kfiyah? And by Shavuos Avot, where there's also a lav, this should be no different. And this is essay, it's Matan Schar Ksuv B'tzida. There's no Chiyuv Kfiyah. So Gaon Reb Pesach Stein is a Rosh Yeshiva from Tells in Cleveland. He discusses at length in his Likutei Shiurim in Simen Ches. So in the end, in Oz Gimel, he gets to the answer that he accepts. First he rejects an answer, and then he gets to an answer that he likes. And that is as follows. It's the whole cup. Shulchan Aruch and Sim Reish Mem Hei says that a person has to hire a melamed for his son. The Ramah writes that they would be kofa a person to be melamed, to be kofa, to hire somebody to teach his son. And if he's not in town and he has nechasim, if we can tell him, we tell him. If not, yardin l'nechasim, v'socha melamed ubno. Frek the nachlas svi, wait a second, there's a mitzvah that says, the Shema Nesachar Ksubsi, it says, v'limadetem osam s'b'neichem, l'man yirbu. So since Matan Tzchar Ksuv B'tzida, how are we kofin? We paskin, kol Matan Mitzvah Seh Shema Tzchar B'tzida, ain't kofin. So here, how are we kofin over here? Mitzvah Matan Tzchar Ksuv B'tzida. So l'chor we can say as follows, that on the Kash of Tosis and our Sugya, how we're kofin and Staka and Baba Basra Ches, and for the Ritva, that one, are we not kofin if Mitzvah Seh Ksuv B'tzida, my kibbut aveim, v'chayotze b'zeh. But by tzedakah we are kofa because of the machsorim shel aniyim, because the aniyim are lacking, like the Torah says, ve'asisa ve'asar lebezin she'asucha. Asisa means you should do, but it also means to force. Isui, get muse. Asisa is ve'asar lebezin forces. Isaac the Ritva, that this is written gabe noder. The Torah tells us by tzedakah where he's motzi mipiv by noder. But who are the lachol tzedakah? Why mishum machsorim shel aniyim? Because the aniyim are lacking. So l'chor pshat in the ritva is that there are two types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah that the guf ha-mitzvah is the mitzvah, the guf ma'isa ha-mitzvah, like shofar and lulav, and then there's the mitzvah where the pol yotze is the yikar, like pidyon shvuyim and paying off a debt. Rashi in Chulin Kuf Yoram and Beis writes that the reason matan tzchar ksuv b'tzida ein kfiya is because if you're not going to be mekayim, the person's not mekayim the mitzvah, the onesh is that he shouldn't get tzchar. So that's only shaykh for those mitzvahs that the yikar is the ma'isa. It's a chov is gavra. So the Torah says either you do your mitzvah or you get punished. Mashenkein, the mitzvah is the polyotze. You can't say, oh, he already has his onesh, because their ikar ratzon haTorah is the polyotze. So we still want the polyotze to be accomplished. So what's the onesh going to help us? So therefore, the Ritva says that stuck is different. That we're chov be machzor mishel aniyim, because the aniyim are lacking. Because this type of mitzvah, this sug of a mitzvah, that the polyotze is the ikar, there is going to be kfiya. Even though man schar is vitzita, because the ikar is the polyotze. So according to this, we can add to the kasha the nachlas tzvi, how there's kfiya by hiring a malamid for Talmud Torah. Because we have to be mistapik, is man schar is vitzita. Because the tzafik is that mitzvah sesei of Talmud Torah lebino is the yisod mitzvah polyotze, that your son should know Torah. Or maybe the ikar mitzvah is the maisa halimud, and it's a chovas gavra that a father should learn Torah with his son. So is it a chovas gavra? Is it the polyotze? Lecha Mishnah. In the first parak of Talmud Torah, Lecha Gimel writes that before the takana of Yeshua Gamla of having schools, if a father could teach his son, he was chayiv to teach his son or to be tzarecha melamed. But if he wasn't able to teach his son, then he was pater. He was pater mitam onus, and he didn't even have to hire a melamed. So Baal Korchena, we have to say the mitzvah is the Maisa HaLimud. If you say the mitzvah is the Pol Yotze, why do we say that the father is pater from being Seicher Melamed Libno? He could be Mekayim the mitzvah by hiring somebody like a Sias Maka. You can have a Goy do it for you, because the Ikaritz is the Pol Yotze. So when you make a fence for your roof, let the Goy do it for you. So the Chori here also, if the mitzvah is you, if the mitzvah is a Pol Yotze, then force the guy to hire a Melamed. Elamai must be that it's your mitzvah, it's my personal mitzvah to teach my son, but if I can't do it, then I'm pater, I'm off the hook, so it must be a chovas gavra. Or we can say, no, it's not muchrich. Then really we can say, according to Lechem Mishnah, the mitzvah is a pol yotze, but it's a shir in the chiv. When is there a pol yotze that your son should know Torah? If you know Torah. And then you're chayiv to teach your son Torah. So it could be the tak of the mitzvah is the pol yotze. It's not the achiyuv and etzem and ma'isa of the father, but on the pol yotze. So according to this, we have an answer to the kasha of the nachlas tzvi. We can say the mitzvah of limaritem is a mitzvah shenon lachaveiro. The yisod mitzvah is the pol yotze, and therefore we're kofe this and this mitzvah shenon lachaveiro. We're kofe because of the mitzvah is the pol yotze. Even though man scharek suv b'tzida, nevertheless we're kofe because the yikar is the poel yotze. So now we have a kasha according to this. So if that's the case, why is it that by Shavuos Avot the Ramah paskins? Why is it by Shavuos Avot the Ramah paskins that it's a mitzvah shmena lachavero, where the ikar is the pol yotze, that he should have the avot, and we should be kofen aman schar ksuv b'tzida? What do we say? We said that teaching your son is a mitzvah shman schar ksuv b'tzida. So how is it that there's kfiya? And what was our teretz? Our teretz was that the mitzvah is the pol yotze. So therefore, There is kfiyah. When is there no kfiyah? If there's the mitzvah, that's a ma'aseh mitzvah. With the mitzvah, the poly would say there's no kfiyah. There is kfiyah because we want the mitzvah to be done, and therefore we're kofet of yisachem lamid libno. So by Hashavas Avot, also the mitzvah, the poly would say that the poor ani should have his blanket. So we should force the person to give it back, even though matan scharek suv b'tzida. And not only that, pshat in the Ritva is not necessarily the way we explain. The Ritva only spoke about staka. We wanted to say the Ritva is mechalik between where the mitzvah is the poliyotze like staka, or the mitzvah is the etzem ma'aseh mitzvah, there was the poliyotze were kofi, if no matan scharek is ksuva b'tzida. Maybe no. Maybe the Ritva is saying a din specifically by staka. By staka, there's kfiya mishum machzorim shalani, but not by other mitzvahs. But it's not a klal in all the mitzvahs that if the poli yotze is the mitzvah that we're kaifin, no, only by tzedaka. The Ritva only mentions tzedaka. Look in the Chasim Sofer, who discusses this in Kofayin Zayin and Aruch Chaim. So it would appear that says Rav Stein that the mitzvahs Sheminan Lachavero, there are two categories. One category is mitzvah that's Lachavero, but there's no Shibut Haguf Bechov, like a Shavas Aveda. The Gemara calls it Mammon, because it's not a din between you and Shamayim, it's a chiyuv lachavero. He has a schus tvi and his aveda. He is the baal din to be tovei his aveda. So too by the mitzvah of losi ali isha of an ma'anes, of an ones marrying the girl, it says that she can. We teach her to say no if he's asked her to her. Why? Because it's nitan l'mechila, like the rid says there. Tosis rid that since the woman has a schus in this marriage, so it's shayich mechila. So even though it's a mitzvah shenaron lachavero, nevertheless there's no shibud haguf. And there's no chov. But then there are mitzvah where the etzem ha-mitzvah is a tolada from the guf, from the chov and the shibur ha-guf, like priyas bal chov. It's a mitzvah shenam lechavero, but it's not just a schus tviya. There's a chiyu v'shibur ha-guf on the love, and the tolada of this shibur is the mitzvah that he has to pay it. But there's a chiyu there's a shibur ha-guf, and that's mucha from the fact that safek mona lekula. And all chov was sveko lekula. Why suffik mitzvah lechumra? Like we, the Rishonim say by mitzvah Shavas Aveda. So we have to say that since there's a chi of mam and mamish besides the mitzvah, we say suffik mam and lekula. The mitzvah is only a tolada. If there's no chi of mam, there's no mitzvah. In other words, it starts with the chi of mam. And if we say chi of mam and lekula, memela, there's no mitzvah weiter. So lefizat emerges that in every mitzvah am lechaver like a Shavas Aveda, the schus tviya is a tolada from the mitzvah. It starts with the mitzvah and then comes the schus tviya, but by priyas bal chov it's fakert. First comes the schus tviya and from that comes the mitzvah. So according to this it would appear as follows, that even if we say that this klal of kol mitzvah zeh shemat schar b'tzida was said only by mitzvah minan lachavero, if we say that kol mitzvah zeh Shema'an Schar Ksuva Vitzida was said by Mitzvah Shanam Lachaveiro, that's only Sug Aleph. That's only Sug Aleph when there's no Shibud Haguf V'chov. But Sug Bet, where there's a Shibud Haguf and the mitzvah is a Toladim and Hachov, there's already a Din that Kofen Mitzad HaMitzvah. In other words, if it starts with the Shibur Haguf, then you can be Kofa Mitzad HaMitzvah. And according to this, we can say as follows. We had asked before, why this Kfiyah by being Soicha Malamed Libno? And the answer is that by the Limaritim is Benechem, the Gra says in Ostes, that since he's Mechuyiv Havei Kechol Chov, so you see there's a Chiyiv Mamun like Priyas Baal Chov, and in such an instance we're Kofa, even though Man Schar is Ksuv B'tzida. And for this reason, Ramah Pask is that Kofa Noso L'Shalim Schar Malamed Libno. Why are you kofet? Because it's a shibur haguf. So since it starts with a shibur haguf, there's kfiyah. It's kfiyah mitzad the mitzvah. And according to this, we can be miyashiv the stira in the Ramah from tztaka to Shabbos Avot. That by tztaka there is kfiyah, by Shabbos Avot there isn't kfiyah, because by Shabbos Avot, even though it's a mitzvah shenan lechavero, and you think that there should be kfiyah, nevertheless there's no shibur haguf lechav. And therefore, since Matan Schar is Ksuva B'Tzida, and Kofen. But by Tztaka, where there's a Shibud Haguf, there's a Chov and a Shibud Haguf, there you are Kofen. That's what the Kesef Mishnah holds in the 11th parak of Hilchos Nachas Lach Yad Aleph. The opinion of the Rambam is that there's a shibud nechasim even by chiyuv tzedakah, because the Rambam says that you yored l'nichsei hashodeh, that the Mishnah Shtach in Yischar is based on poskin lav tzedakah merah. If he has money, he's a rich shaita, take his money. Why? He's not chayiv in mitzvahs. The answer is because there's a shibud nechasim, and therefore a gover l'tzarchei tzedakah. But if somebody is, so that proves to us that there's a shibud nechasim. Therefore, even if somebody's not a shaltan, they also have the mitzvah. So then we're kofa, like we are for any other mitzvah. We're kofa mitzvah, the mitzvah. But at first it has to start with the shibud haguf. If there's no shibud haguf, then we say ma'an schar k'suva b'tzida. He's off the hook. But if he already got his punishment, he didn't do what the Torah says, so he already got his punishment that he's not going to get the schar. But if there's a shibud haguf, that reason doesn't apply. Shibud haguf, we have to be we're kofa out to the mitzvah, because it starts with the shibud haguf, and that applies to tzedakah, which according to discussion in the Rambam, with the Rambam holds, but according to the Kesef Mishnah, there is a shibud haguf by tzedakah, and therefore there is kfiyah. Masha'in kain by ashevas ha'avot, there it's not considered a shibud haguf, and memela, there's no kfiya. So, this is something we can discuss more at length, obviously. But for this year is going to conclude, and we should be zocha lil modu l'lamid lishma v'lasa. So the kaim is called ibis amitavasa v'yahava. Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.